This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. There's one person in the White House who may be as big a celebrity as the president himself. His wife, First Lady Michelle Obama. Since moving into the White House, the Ivy League-educated former executive has become the nation's stylish first mom. Here she is on a recent visit with schoolchildren in Washington, D.C.
I used to be a lawyer. I practiced law, and I enjoyed practicing, but I decided early in my career that I wanted to make my career be something that helped others. And being the First Lady is like the icing on the cake of helping other people.
In the feminist blogosphere, some say Mrs. Obama's public image as First Lady diminishes her life as a career woman, but others see it as a sign of progress. Joining us in the studio is Anne Friedman, an editor for the blog Feministing.com and deputy editor of the American Prospect magazine. Welcome to you.
Hi, Leanne.
And with us also is Tammy Harris. She runs What Tammy Said, a blog that deals with issues affecting black women, and she joins us from member station WFYI in Indianapolis. Welcome to the program, Tammy.
Hello. Thank you.
And before her husband launched his presidential campaign, Mrs. Obama had her own successful career, lawyer, hospital executive, and now she says that she's going to be mom-in-chief. How has the feminist blogosphere reacted to that?
Well, certain people wrote, I can recall an article that Rebecca Traister did on Salon that kind of summed up a lot of the sentiment that this is sort of what we've always seen in a first lady. You know, Hillary had an advanced degree and didn't take a hugely political role. And before her, we all know, you know, back to Jackie O and before that, you know, the first lady is more of a helpmate than a political force to be reckoned with. But I have to say that since she declared herself a mom in chief, she hasn't really lived up to that in terms of staying inside the home or only being a decorator. I mean, in terms of her actual role, she was out there, you know, supporting the stimulus package, speaking to like thousands of federal employees. She has taken a very active role.
Tammy, what about this mom-in-chief thing? Is it necessarily a bad moniker?
I don't think so. I think it's really dangerous when we as feminists start trying to make women make personal choices that fit our political agenda. Women's equality means women being able to choose whatever path they want, what's best for them, whether that's career or whether it's motherhood. And I think that this is an issue where you kind of have a split in some cases between white and black feminists. Like Anne, I read Rebecca Traister's piece, and what you hear a lot from white feminists is, gosh, this is always what happens to women. You know, they get pushed into this stereotypically feminine box. You know, they talk about Michelle Obama's style, and they talk about her as a mom. But a lot of black feminists are looking at this and saying, hey, we never get a chance to be that ideal. We're never positioned as the good mother. You know, we're never held up as the standard of beauty. So they look at Michelle and see this as refreshing and an opportunity for black women to be viewed in a different way.
Can we talk about this fashion thing for a moment? I mean, there's a lot of focus and emphasis on what she's wearing or whether she wore the same dress. I mean, this happens all the time when there's a high-profile woman. But, I mean, is it fair, do you think, to spend so much time on her clothes? Tammy?
Well, it can certainly be fun. I love looking at her clothes.
Yeah, I've been looking for that transparent belt. You know,
it's aspirational. She is a style icon. It's also interesting some of the heat she's taken from the more traditional designers that she's not wearing enough of their clothing. There was an interesting blog post on Daily Kos where someone pointed out that people like Oscar de la Renta and other people saying, well, why isn't she wearing more of us? She's wearing too much of these other smaller labels. But it's interesting, those very same designers don't usually market to black women. They don't usually have black models represented on the catwalk. So it's very interesting how there's a change in the power dynamic when it comes to fashion.
I feel like in her choice of designers, she understands that the media is going to comment on what she's wearing no matter what. And if people are going to comment, you might as well make their comment mean something. And in her case, you know, as Tammy points out, the big traditional fashion houses have not always been great to black women and aren't today. And not only that, bringing some prominence to lesser-known designers is, you know, a kind of fashion activism, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I support that.
You know, a year ago or so, there was a very different discussion in the media mm-hmm. about Mrs. Obama, whether she was unpatriotic, whether she was a liability. Why do you think things have changed? What accounts for the change in opinion?
I think that's part of the effort to push her into the stereotypes that often get leveled at black women. I mean, there was a time when she sort of became the sapphire. She got slammed for kind of gently ribbing Barack Obama on the campaign trail. People went back and looked at her college thesis and wondered if she was, you know, too radical. And she was on the cover of The New Yorker dressed like a radical. But I think it didn't stick because that's not who she is. It was a caricature of who people perhaps wanted to see. And the more we see of her, the more we see the true Michelle. And I think people are, quote unquote, falling in love with that, the real Michelle as opposed to the caricature.
Tammy Harris runs the blog What Tammy Said. She joined us from WFYI in Indianapolis. Anne Friedman is an editor for Feministing.com, and she joined us here in our studios. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.